Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
Yeah, that's kind of what you want to do. It's nice to be home and get to play in front of our fans. But right now, you just need to get games under your belt.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
First pitch to Goose. It's swung on, lifted into right center field. This may drop. It does. Drops in front of the right fielder, Al Kozer. Dawson will come in to score.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to playing at home. It's always good. We got a nice long home stretch, and so we're really excited about that. It was nice to turn the page this weekend, and obviously after we finished with the loss, we're ready to get back to it and kind of get back in the win column.
Stay connected with the Voice of the Bears on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat at Voice of Bears.
Yeah, this is a super nice stadium as it is, and it's getting a little age on it now. I think 21 years old now, but still considered one of the top five or six stadiums in the country. It just needs a little upgrade now and then, and we've been able to do a few things with the help of some generous boosters and people that love our program, and we're very grateful for those people. And now we're kind of keeping this stadium at the top of its game as well.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the Voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, and welcome, John Morris Show on a Thursday. Glad you're with us, John Morris. Garrett Ross in studio. Little softball in the open there as the softball home opener is today for Glenn Moore and Baylor softball. Pushed to today from Tuesday. It's going to be chilly out there, but today is going to be a much better day to play than Tuesday would have been.
Oh, absolutely. It got clear skies and everything. And the weather, I don't think, will be that much of a factor once they get going and adrenaline kicks in and stuff. So, yeah, it's definitely better than trying to play it on Tuesday.
Yeah. Tuesday, it would not have worked. So
no.
This will be much better coming up today. We'll hear from Glenn Moore and Taylor Ellis coming up a little bit later in the hour. Baylor versus Abilene Christian, their home opener. They're 2-2 on the season, played at a tournament in Clearwater, Florida over the weekend. Went 2-2 there, plus the exhibition game against the USA national team, and now hosting ACU today at 5, and the broadcast on 101.3 FM beginning at 4:45 this afternoon.
I know they're excited to get this season started at home. You know, last year didn't go as well as they wanted to, so this will be a good opportunity to get things started off right. And, you know, I hope a good crowd comes out and supports them. And, you know, you can learn a lot about yourself when you play the U.S. national team, and that I think will carry them forward. But I'm excited to see what they do this season.
Yeah, and a full schedule of games really the rest of the month. They have a ton of home games. So tonight, and then the Getterman Classic, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then it's off and rolling. So a lot of softball coming up, broadcast on 101.3 FM, beginning at 4:45. New video board, got a look at that yesterday.
Does it look good?
Oh, it's spectacular. It really is.
I was really worried with the weather, especially yesterday. I was like, man, I hope that didn't damper things and they're able to get it up. So I'm glad that worked out.
No, I think they worked through it and they were committed to having it ready for the opener. And if that'd been Tuesday, I think they would have had it ready Tuesday.
Right.
But given a couple extra days, it's definitely ready to go. And it looks really, really good. So that's softball today. Baseball opens tomorrow. Season opening series against Nebraska at Baylor Ballpark. Games Friday at 6:30, Saturday at 2, and Sunday at 1 for the Bears and the Huskers. We got some basketball to talk about. Lady Bears win last night. We'll talk to you, give you details about that. That big showdown on the men's side, Kansas wins over West Virginia. Real slugfest like we thought it would be. 58-49 the final score. Kansas winning in Morgantown.
Yeah, that's a really good win for Kansas, and they just seem like they're on a mission since losing to Baylor. It's like they changed their aspect of their team or whatever, but Kansas looked really good. West Virginia, you know, they've lost on the road a lot, but they've been able to hold down their home court, but the Jayhawks were able to go in and take care of business, so we'll see if they're going to bounce back this weekend, but Baylor should be able to give them, well, that'd be their third loss in a row, wouldn't it, for Because they lost to Oklahoma.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, so, yeah,
Kansas,
that's going to be a big game.
And now coming to Waco on Saturday. West Virginia scoring drought at the worst time. Last 5 minutes of the game, they didn't score a point. So Kansas closed on a run and won it by nine. West Virginia had the lead for the majority of the game, really, but lost on their home floor. So Kansas stays one game back of Baylor in the Big 12 standings.
Did you see the picture going around of the Mountaineer with Ben Roethlisberger?
No, I hadn't seen that.
It was so hilarious because,
really?
You know, Ben's got the big beard, and he looks like a mountain man. And so they were over there. I took a picture together, and at one point, Roethlisberger put on the Mountaineer hat. So it was really funny to see.
That's pretty good. He could fill that role as the Mountaineer. That's pretty good. So that was one game last night. The other one last night on the men's side, Oklahoma won at home over Iowa State. This was strange. I was driving home after the women's game and listened to the rest of the women's post game, then flipped over to the Oklahoma game. And it was like 8 or 9 point game at that point.
Right.
Oklahoma was up on Iowa State. And Toby Rowland even said, Iowa State making these threes is hanging around. And then when I saw the final later that night, it was like 90-61 was the final score.
Wow.
Yeah, it just got, I think, a 28-8 run to close the game for Oklahoma to win last night.
I mean, that's one way to do it, is close out the game. But, yeah, anytime a team starts hitting threes and coming back at you, that can be very dangerous. So they were able to close it out, and that's good.
And Iowa State can do that for sure. So Oklahoma wins. They're certainly helping themselves, their NCAA resume. Iowa State, again, not a bad team, but they just continue to fall. And then Kansas over West Virginia last night. In the Farrell Center, the Lady Bears won over TCU last night. TCU, the closest team to Baylor in the women's standings. And Baylor just extended their lead now. They're up by three games in the Big 12. Lady Bears lead the league by three games with seven to play. So they are steaming toward what would be a 10th consecutive Big 12 conference championship.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything that's going to slow them down. And last night, I mean, you know, when they went up to TCU, that was a really close game, and they didn't. They don't really like that when they have close games, and I think getting Alyssa back and her having an opportunity to, you know, play against TCU for the first time was big, and you have four starters in double figures, you're going to win a lot of games, and Baylor was just the better team.
Yep. And this game was a two-point game at halftime. Mm-hmm. Baylor led by two, 36-34 last night at the half, but really poured it on. Big third quarter and then continued it into the fourth quarter. But Baylor wins. 81-62 was the final score for the Lady Bears. It's their 29th straight win over TCU.
Yeah, that was like 30 years or something.
1990 was the last time they lost to TCU.
Do you remember that game?
In 90?
Yeah.
Not particularly. We talked about it on the air and did the old graphic. The last time TCU beat Baylor, gas was like $1.05 a gallon, and stamps were 25 cents.
Gosh.
And you could buy a new car for $9,500, things like that.
That's insane.
That's a long time.
That is.
30 years.
I was five.
That's a long time. Do you remember that game?
No, not at all.
So Baylor continues that role. They continued their Big 12 regular season winning streak. That is now, and I get these two confused because they're right about the same. It's 52 straight or 53 straight Big 12 conference regular season wins, and it's now 52 or 53 straight home wins for the Lady Bears. So some pretty impressive streaks continue.
Yeah, that's so difficult to keep something like that going, because you're getting the best shot every night and you're just one bad game away, you know, and they're able to show consistency through, and it's just really impressive.
Yeah, it's amazing. Iowa State beat Texas last night on the women's side, so that was a fourth place team. The top four teams all played each other last night. Baylor beating second place TCU, fourth place Iowa State beating third place Texas last night in Austin. 69-51 was the final. Tech won big over Kansas, 89-72. Those are women's scores in the Big 12 last night. Coach Mulkey post game. This is in a capsule. Here's Kim Mulkey.
Right.
So after the game, they win by 19. They led by 26, as much as 26, and you know, put the subs in late in the game, and TCU outscored Baylor 7-0 down the stretch, and she's harping on, Are their subs better than our subs? How'd you let them outscore you 7-0? So they only won by 19. But that's Kim Mulkey.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's motivation, though, because she's got a point, because in a few years, those subs and those subs are going to be the starters.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are you better than them?
Yeah.
Are you going to keep this up? Are you going to keep this streak going? It's a good way of motivating.
Everybody else is saying, all right, you win by 19. She's saying, you led by 26 and you only won by 19.
It's not good enough.
It was great. It was fun. So Jim Haller and I did the game on TV. That was fun last night. And Lady Bears win and continue, in fact, strengthen their lead in the Big 12 to a full 3 games now over second place TCU. All right, plenty more to come in the hour. We're off and running. We're glad you're with us on this Thursday morning. Cool outside, 40 degrees right now. I don't think it's going to get out of the 40s today. I say that and say this also. Mm-hmm. I was on a radio show yesterday in Fargo, North Dakota.
Right.
North Dakota, right?
Yeah.
North Dakota. And they gave the weather report as they were going into this segment.
Uh-huh.
And so I asked Jeff, it's Jeff Colhane. I said, did I hear that weather right? And he said, hang on, let me get our guy. So he got him back on the air, and the guy says, it's minus 11 air temperature. It's minus 42 wind chill, but the sun is out.
They can keep that.
That's Fargo, North Dakota. Can you believe that?
No, I think that I could handle the cold, but in situations like that and hearing that, I don't want any part of that.
I know.
At all.
How do you go outside when the wind chill is minus 42?
You have to bundle up, but that's like a...
It's dangerous.
You have to be adapted to that. You can't just be thrown into that like you've never dealt with it and be like,
that's true.
Oh, well, here, handle this.
and they were so pleased that the sun was out. Thank goodness for that.
I guess it's a plus.
It's gotta be. So when we say it's 40 degrees here, it's not too bad. It's
50 summertime
degrees, 50
for them.
Degrees warmer here than it is in Fargo, North Dakota.
That's so ridiculous.
All right, glad you're with us on this Thursday morning. Appreciate you tuning in. We'll take a break, back with more in just a moment. A little bit later, we'll hear from Glenn Moore, Baylor softball coach, as they play their home opener today, 5:00 at Getterman Stadium. Plenty more to come. Stay with us. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also brought to you by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. You know they're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday with Pat and John here on the home of the Bears.
The Bears back in action Saturday in the Farrell Center hosting West Virginia. 2:30 for the countdown to tip-off. It's a 3 p.m. tip-off Saturday for the Bears and the Mountaineers.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
It's Matt Moses Show brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy Truck headquarters. Fall in love with these February deals on 2020 Silverados and great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, a huge inventory of new Chevrolets you choose from online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
Hello again, everyone. It's Jason Miller with Syntex Rehab in Harker Heights and in Belton. And today I want to talk to those of you who are age 50 and older. Often when we get to the age of 50, our backs start to remind us that we aren't in our 20s anymore, and doing the things that we love to do can be harder to do. Back pain can get in the way of everything, from your work to your golf game to even getting a good night's sleep. But what is the first thing that we often do? We go straight for the pain pills. But what do those do? They mask the pain for a little while, and sometimes they don't even do that. You don't have to just live with it. Go to my website at syntexrehab.com and download my free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers. That's syntexrehab.com, and you can click on the download that's directly below my welcome video. If you have any questions at all, you can chat with me directly on the website. But be sure to download the free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers, at syntexrehab.com. Don't let back pain keep you out of doing the things that you like.
Celebrate Valentine's Day at the Waco Hippodrome. Bring your loved one to enjoy a prefix dinner with a live violinist and beautiful views of downtown Waco. And they still have a few tickets left to the Mortician's Valentine's Day dinner and show on February 14th, plus a Robin Williams comedy tribute with David Bourne on February 20th. Be sure to catch a movie. Birds of Prey now playing. Tickets at WacoHippodromeTheater.com. Try the Raleigh Diner for dinner before the show.
Baylor football fans, now is the time to order your reserve parking and tailgate spaces for the 2020 Baylor football season. Brazos Parking, locally owned and operated, is located at 1400 Martin Luther King Boulevard across from McLean Stadium and is home for the best tailgating in Waco. Go to BrazosParking.com to learn about all the great amenities, including friendly customer service, site map, and easy reservation system. Remember, BrazosParking.com, that's B-R-A-Z-O-S Parking.com, to reserve your game day destination.
It's a new year, and it's time to fire up the grill, heat up the oven, or get that deep fryer going to enjoy the top quality products at Waco Custom Marketplace. Hi, this is David Smoke. And live crawfish season is here, so it's time to prepare, boil, and enjoy delicious crawfish, and give Waco Custom Marketplace a call to order your bag of their finest crawfish, available right now. Crawfish Boil Box includes 5 pounds of red beet potatoes, 30 corn cobettes, 5 pounds of sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil seasoning. And make your order now for live crawfish and pick it up in time for the weekend. Let Waco Custom Marketplace be your one-stop shop for team gatherings, school functions, and fundraisers. And remember, the crawfish boil box includes red beet potatoes, corn cobettes, sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil seasoning. Serving Waco restaurants and families since 1940, Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive, or WacoCustomMarketplace.com.
Back with us, John Morris Show, on this Thursday morning. Pleased to have you with us today. And we're also pleased to welcome in Kendall Lovett to the studio. Welcome to you this morning, Kendall. What's happening at Lovett and Associates since the last time we saw you here?
Oh, wow, a lot, John. You know, the last time I was here, I talked about Lovett and Associates hosting our 2020 educational seminars. And last Tuesday night, we had our second one. The first one was a great success, but last Tuesday night was even better. We had 30 people that RSVP'd, and all 30 of the people showed up.
Wow.
And we had a great time visiting about retirement, and in particular, talking to them about how we over at Lovett and Associates can help them get their own particular retirement right. And it was a lot of fun, because if you think about it, you've worked all these years. You were telling me a story a while ago about being in North Dakota, and it was minus 40 degrees,
right,
wind chill up there. Those are things you have to do. You don't really want to go up there and experience that too much. But when it comes time to retirement and you get to do all the things you want to, the travel, the pursuit of all of your passions, then it does get exciting. Mm-hmm. And so these people, mm-hmm, really get excited when we get together and talk about their retirement.
That's neat. That's fun. You could travel to Fargo, North Dakota, if you'd like, but you don't have to. You can go wherever you want.
True.
Tell us more about the seminars you're doing. Are they for people to ask questions about their particular retirement, or just sort of retirement in general?
Well, actually both. Most people have an idea of retiring, or at least slowing down as they get older and get to that point. But as you and I both know, the monthly bills go on even after retirement. A lot of people don't think about it, but you still have those bills that you got to take care of. So what we do over at Lovett and Associates is we build a retirement plan, a roadmap, if you will, that tells you exactly how your bills are going to get paid, where the money's going to come from, when those money sources or those accounts dry up, where are we going to get other money from to continue to pay those bills for the rest of your life. So that's what we do over at Lovett and Associates, and what makes it so exciting to attend one of our seminars or just come in and talk to us.
Interesting. Yeah. So every time you come in here, it really gets me thinking that I haven't really got a retirement plan, you know, a rock solid plan in place. That's getting closer every day for me. I hope I haven't waited too long to even bring this up. Is it typical of people to procrastinate procrastinate in this area?
Oh, my goodness. It is typical.
Is it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We see it every day. I have people that come into my office frequently, and I say, well, you brought in everything we need to look at here, but you didn't bring in a will. And they say, well, we don't have a will yet. We're not sure that we need one. And I go, I think that you probably do. We'll talk about that, and I'll show you why you do. You don't want to wait till you die before you get a will, because that's what a will is all about, is to say where the assets go when you do die. So you have to have it in place when the process of death happens. Same way with retirement. You have to have that retirement in place when it comes time to retire, and you never know when that's going to be. I had a guy come in this week that said every time he went to work, he was breaking out, and he went to the doctor, and they said, maybe it's some of the chemicals or stuff that are in your office there, and it was one of the local companies that we have here in Waco. And what they found out was that there was a chemical that he was using in the process, and it was making him break out. He was 50 years old. The company said, well, we can put you into another job, but you'd have to take less money. It really forced him into a retirement, but he had been with us for 15 or 20 years since he had gotten out of school, and we had a retirement process in place, a roadmap. And so he already knew that he was ready to retire.
Wow.
He had the money put back and it was ready. So the quicker you do it, the better. You can't wait until it's time to retire. The quicker you do it, you got the answers to all the potential problems of being forced into retirement early.
Wow, that's good information. It really is. So what's the first thing that I should know and our listeners should know about getting prepared?
Well, there's three things that I tell everybody, and the first thing is that you get all your retirement accounts together, like your 401k or your 403b, your IRA statements, any money that you have set aside that's earmarked for retirement. That's also your Social Security statements. And the second thing that you'd do is you'd call your retirement advisor, and that would, if you don't have one, would be Levitt and Associates. So if you don't have one, we would certainly like for you to call us and let us get involved with that. And the next thing that you need to think about is to look and see what you want your retirement to look like for you and your family. Do you want to pursue fishing or traveling or athletics or following the Baylor football or basketball teams? What do you want to do in retirement? But there's one thing that makes it so difficult for everybody, and that's just picking up the phone and making that call and setting an appointment. So if I could tell anybody anything about how to get started on this, it would be do that hardest thing. Pick up the phone, make that call, set an appointment with whoever answers it, and tell them you want to talk about your retirement. They will set that appointment if they are a retirement specialist. And I think we're one of the few excuse me. So if you call us, we'll set that appointment. And whoever sees you, whether it's me or Eric or Vicky or Christina, any of the financial advisors, we will take you through that process, and you never have to do anything. So the only thing you have to do is make that initial call, and we'll take it from there and move it forward, and it'll be in place from now on.
Sounds like that's an easy thing to do, but a hard thing to do also, but really simple. Just pick up the phone and call Lovett and Associates.
Yep.
That's the thing to do, right? That's the first thing that you would suggest to everybody, to give you guys a call.
It is the thing to do. That very thing will solve most people's retirement problems, because once you do that, your part's pretty much done. We guide you from that point on. So what I tell everybody is to make that call and just get a plan and know where you stand.
Very good. 751-1256 is the number. We'll repeat that. 751-1256. Okay, so there you have it. Pick up the phone. Make that call. Lovett, you and your team can take it from there. You really make it simple, Kendall. I mean, you make it as simple as possible.
That's correct. You know, absolutely. It won't cost you anything to get it now. You need that plan. You need to get it now. But it could cost you thousands of dollars if you don't have it. So go ahead and get it, just like your will. We'll be sure that you have all those documents in place, including your roadmap to retirement. And the way to do it is to either call us at that number you gave us, 254-715-8323, or easier for me is if you will Google Lovett and Associates, Waco, Texas. And that's very important. If you just Google Lovett and Associates, you'll get one in Tampa, Florida, and one somewhere else.
Right.
So, but if you Google Lovett and Associates, Waco, Texas, you'll get our website.
Perfect.
And it'll tell you everything that you need to know about retirement. It's a great resource for the people in Waco that just want to read about retirement and what they need to do to get prepared. And then the telephone number's on there. When you get ready to do it, make that appointment. And once you've made that appointment,
there you go. You're off and
done.
Running.
You're off and
perfect.
Running.
All right. So Google Lovett and Associates, Waco, Texas.
Lovett and Associates, Waco, Texas.
That'll get you to the website, phone number, contact information, and then just make that appointment and come in. Hey, really appreciate it. Thanks for coming in, and really good advice that I know our listeners appreciate. I do also. And it's good to see you. Thanks very much. Thanks for your support of Baylor and Baylor Athletics. And let's keep that rolling also.
Sounds great, John. Right. We appreciate it.
All
thanks.
Right. Kendall Lovett with us. Lovett and Associates. LovettFinancial.com is their website. But as he said, just Google Lovett and Associates, Waco, Texas, and that'll get you everything you need to know. That'll get you right to their website and right to them. And I think it's really good advice. Don't delay. Make that call and get in contact with them today and be prepared for retirement and feel comfortable about being prepared. All right. Thanks to Kendall. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Let you hear from Glenn Moore, Baylor softball coach. Softball, their home opener today, 5 o'clock at Getterman Stadium, newly revamped Getterman Stadium with that new video board that is up. It looks spectacular. You're going to enjoy seeing that. So we'll hear from Coach Moore and also Taylor Ellis when we come back. John Morris Show brought to you in part by Marineland Boating Center, home to Crest Pontoons. Marineland Boating Center, MarinelandWacoYamaha.com, making memories since 1983. Also brought to you by Rebath of Central Texas. Somebody heard us talking about it yesterday, Garrett, about Rebath, and they said, "What are you doing to your bathroom?" And I said, "Well, nothing right now, but I know who I'm going to call
exactly.
if we do something there." But Rebath of Central Texas, consider this, a local company that employs local plumbers and installers, no subcontractors who might disappear when the work is half done. Rebath of Central Texas specializes in tub-to-shower conversions, walk-in tubs, as well as complete bathroom remodeling. No job is too large or too small. Most work completed in 3 days to a week. That is spectacular. And here's a bonus. If you'll mention you heard us talking about Rebath of Central Texas when you give them a call, you could get up to $500 off your next bathroom project. That is significant. So keep that in mind. Give them a call and be sure and mention you heard us talking about it on ESPN Central Texas. You could get up to $500 off your next project. That is Rebath of Central Texas. Just search them on Google as well, and you'll view past projects, testimonials from many satisfied customers, plus contact information. Rebath of Central Texas.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
The 2020 Baylor baseball season begins February 14th at Baylor Ballpark as the Bears open a three-game series with Nebraska again this season. Join Derek Smith and Steve Jonigan for all the play-by-play as the Bears look for their fourth straight NCAA regional appearance. Every game, all season long, right here on the home of Baylor Bear Baseball, ESPN Central Texas.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years' experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
This Valentine's, you could get her flowers, you could get her chocolates, or you could get her jewelry. At D'Amore Fine Jewelers, why not get her all three? Free flowers and free chocolates with all diamond jewelry purchases, $99 and up. And with any gentleman gifts, we'll throw in a free men's necktie for your night out with a purchase of $99 and up. Now through February 14th, only at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, where Waco gets engaged. 4541 West Waco Drive.
Your CBD store, the only designated CBD store in Central Texas, located in Hewitt. We've created a warm, inviting space where you can feel comfortable asking the questions you've wanted to ask about CBD. Every product has independent lab testing available. Our staff is here to help you find an award-winning product that's right for you. Come see for yourself and get back to being you. Visit us at your CBD store on Hewitt Drive, next to Cafe Cappuccino.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Maggard Bookkeeping of Waco has been helping Central Texas with their tax returns for more than 20 years. Baylor softball will be in action this evening at Getterman Stadium as the Lady Bears welcome in Abilene Christian. First pitch is set for 5 p.m. on 101.3 FM. Last night, the number 2-ranked Baylor Lady Bears basketball team stayed perfect in Big 12 play with the 81-62 win over TCU at the Farrell Center. Here's head coach Kim Mulkey's thoughts after the game.
Well, defensively, in the third quarter, we held them to almost, 20%? That's the first good thing. The second good thing is we didn't have as many turnovers. Now, we had a bad game as far as overall turnovers. You know, we didn't shoot it from the perimeter well. Juicy got in foul trouble, so she didn't get as many looks as she normally would, and Coop's just struggling shooting the ball right now.
In the NBA, the Mavs beat the Kings 131-11. Luka Doncic made his return to action by dropping in 33 points, 12 rebounds, and 8 assists.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. This is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Big Valentine's weekend ahead at the Baylor Club. Certainly tomorrow, is that tomorrow? Yep, tomorrow, Valentine's Day. They've got their Valentine's dinner with live music, 5 to 9 p.m. at the Baylor Club. Then Sunday, the family Valentine's Day brunch. That is 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. According to the picture, heart-shaped waffles for that brunch on Sunday. And you know how that is such a destination, the Sunday brunch at the Baylor Club. I skipped over tonight. Kids Club Valentine's party is tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. Kiddos can create their own Valentines, decorate sugar cookies, and watch Lady and the Tramp. So Kids Club Valentine party tonight. Valentine's dinner coming up on Friday from 5 to 9, and then the family Valentine's Day brunch on Sunday, 10:30 to 1:30. All that, believe it or not, all of that at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Check out their full schedule of events and activities on their website, thebaylorclub.com, and you can always give them a call to make reservations or to ask questions at 254-710-8080. 254-710-8080. Consider all the benefits of being a member of the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. All right, mentioned Baylor softball home hosting Abilene Christian today at 5. This is a game postponed on Tuesday, pushed to today, ready to go today. New video board is up at Getterman Stadium. It looks spectacular. Baylor coming off the tournament in Clearwater, Florida over the weekend, in which they went 2-2 in games, and then actually played a fifth game, the exhibition game against Team USA. So Coach Glenn Moore talking with the media yesterday at Getterman Stadium, asked about how he feels coming off that opening weekend.
You know, kind of a neutral feeling. We're happy with the way we came out of the starting blocks, played well right away. I think I said there's two things that we learned. We learned that we're potentially a good team, but we also learned that we're not there yet. So we've got a lot of work to do, and I think that type of feel was able to show us what we're capable of doing and also show us what we need to do. Played well right away, and then made some mistakes when we were put under pressure a little bit, tested our bullpen. We just know we've got to get better, and we had the mindset going into the weekend that, you know, we weren't going to define this team by the outcome, regardless of whether it was a great weekend or we fell on our face. We were just going to get better from it. So we think we learned a lot and have a lot to work on, and we'll continue the progress of getting better.
All right, Glenn Moore talking about that opening weekend, the tournament in Clearwater, Florida. Now home for a good stretch of games, really the next couple of weeks, all at home for Baylor softball, beginning tonight against Abilene Christian and then the Getterman Classic this weekend.
Team that had an A&M 6-2, I think, and ended up losing the game. A team that's very capable. What we know about them right now, it's early for all of us. But they have a few players in their lineup that can do some damage, and we expect good competition there. And throughout the weekend, Jerry, it's more about us than it is about them, and that's the focus. We typically teach our kids to worry more about the name on our jersey than the name on the jerseys on the other side of the field. We've got to get better every time we go out there. But you want to know your competition, what they're capable of. ACU is going to run a little bit more than the teams that we faced this past weekend. So we've got to be prepared for a little bit more of a speed game out of them.
All right, look ahead at the games upcoming this weekend, and there are a bunch of them at Getterman Stadium. Here now is Taylor Ellis, the senior out of Midway High School, the catcher for the Lady Bears this year, moved from shortstop to behind the plate. And as we did the interviews yesterday, they had the new video board up and running. And again, just spectacular addition to Getterman Stadium. Here are the thoughts of Taylor Ellis on that upgrade to the Lady Bears home ballpark.
Oh, it's incredible. Obviously, you know, long time coming. It looks great. We're excited about it. And we got to watch our intro video yesterday, and that was super awesome. So looking forward to some other people seeing it as well.
Taylor Ellis, senior catcher for the Lady Bears. And so last year they had the new turf installed in the outfield. That was a huge addition. Mm-hmm. New lights that are just spectacular there at Getterman Stadium. And now this year the new video board. So those are some major, major upgrades. The stadium is, 21 years old now. But, man, wow. It just remains a real jewel in the college softball world and just continues to get better.
Yeah, those upgrades will be a big game changer. It's well deserved, and it's good to see that all the facilities are getting upgrades around the campus. And I think that just kind of shows the success can carry over. Once you have success off the field, you can reap the benefits on the field with upgrades and things.
Yeah, I'm really continually impressed with our, you know, the coaches. Obviously, they go a lot of places. They see a lot of ballparks, you know, a lot of stadiums, mm-hmm. and maybe bring those ideas back. But then our facilities and operations folks, you know, are always very forward thinking. Also, Henry mm-hmm. Howard and his group, and just, you know, saying, you know, maybe this is starting to show a little wear. Maybe we need to upgrade this, right. Or maybe we need to fix this. And just staying ahead of the curve is a really, really big thing.
Oh, you have to, especially when it comes to recruiting. It's such a big deal, and you know, kids pay attention to that kind of stuff. So that you always want to stay ahead of that as well, because you don't want to fall behind and lose a play. I know that seems picky,
yeah,
but you don't
want
to lose a player
though,
because
right.
Of something they don't like, the certain facility that somebody down the road might have.
That's a huge part of it. It
yeah.
really is. That's a huge part of it. So recruiting, you know, is a big part of it for the fans, fan amenities, fan enjoyment at our athletic events. You know, all that factors mm-hmm. in, and it's just making it a great experience for the student athletes is a big part of it. Also, so Getterman Stadium, come on out. You're going to enjoy what you see on that new video board. So the best way to describe it is it's not a a video board and then a line score underneath it.
Right.
The whole thing, you can put either video on it, or you can put the line score up there, or the next batter, mm-hmm. something like that on the whole board.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of functionality with that that makes it really, really cool.
That sounds awesome. I'm ready to look forward. I want to see it. I want to see it in action and see what it's all about.
It's nice. It really is. All right. Let's take a break. I'll remind you again, Baylor softball versus Abilene Christian today at 5. Dan Ingham with the call on 101.3 FM beginning at 4:45. All the softball games this year from this point forward on the radio, over the airwaves at 101.3. So tune it in if you can't get out there in person. And Dan Ingham is set to do a lot of softball over the next few months. Take a break. Back with more in just a moment. The day of the day, some birthdays, and a big anniversary to share with you today as well. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Hi, I just wanted to take a moment to thank all of my amazing clients, referrals, friends, family, and everyone that helps me out on a daily basis for reaching a huge goal in 2019. Thank y'all so much for helping me become the number one individual agent at Coldwell Banker Apex. That is out of like 600 agents, 16 different companies, like a dream come true. This is a 5-year goal of mine, and y'all, definitely y'all, all made it happen in 4 years. I'm so excited. I could just pinch myself. It is such a huge dream come true and a huge goal accomplished.
It's time to buy or sell your home with the best. Contact Amanda Cunningham from Coldwell Banker Apex Realtors today. 254-495-0338. Put Amanda Cunningham to work for you today.
Visit Valconi's Whiskey Distillery Tasting Room and Gift Shop, located in downtown Waco. Grab some friends and enjoy whiskey flights, refreshing cocktails, gift shopping, distillery tours, and special events. Sign up for one of their 10 weekly tours offered Tuesday through Saturday. Check their website, valconisdistilling.com/visit, for available times and book your spot today. Tours are $15 a person and include a tasting. Always distilled to appreciate. Valconi's is located downtown on the corner of Franklin and 11th, open Tuesday through Sunday.
This Valentine's, you could get her flowers, you could get her chocolates, or you could get her jewelry. At D'Amore Fine Jewelers, why not get her all three? Free flowers and free chocolates with all diamond jewelry purchases, $99 and up. And with any gentleman gifts, we'll throw in a free men's necktie for your night out with a purchase of $99 and up. Now through February 14th, only at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, where Waco gets engaged. 4541 West Waco Drive.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Maggard Bookkeeping of Waco has been helping Central Texas with their tax returns for more than 20 years. Baylor softball will be in action this evening at Getterman Stadium as the Lady Bears welcome in Abilene Christian. First pitch is set for 5 p.m. on 101.3 FM. Last night, the number 2-ranked Baylor Lady Bears basketball team stayed perfect in Big 12 play with the 81-62 win over TCU at the Farrell Center. Here's head coach Kim Mulkey's thoughts after the game.
Well, defensively, in the third quarter, we held them to almost, 20%? That's the first good thing. The second good thing is we didn't have as many turnovers. Now, we had a bad game as far as overall turnovers. You know, we didn't shoot it from the perimeter well. Juicy got in foul trouble, so she didn't get as many looks as she normally would. And Coop's just struggling shooting the ball right now.
In the NBA, the Mavs beat the Kings 131-111. Luka Doncic made his return to action by dropping in 33 points, 12 rebounds, and 8 assists.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Back with this final segment, John Morris Show, on this day before Valentine's Day. Guys, day before Valentine's Day. Keep that in mind. Back with us, John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. It was a big night of upsets in college basketball last night. We talked about West Virginia, number 14 in the nation, losing to Kansas. Not really an upset there. Jayhawks win in Morgantown, 58-49. But 10th-ranked Seton Hall lost to Creighton. 87-82 was the final score there. Louisville lost to Georgia Tech, 64-58. Louisville number 5 in the nation. And not really an upset, but 15th-ranked Villanova held on to beat 18th-ranked Marquette, 72-71. Talk about holding on. Auburn, number 11, beat Alabama in overtime, 95-91. Oof. Auburn's played 4 of their last 5 games have been overtime. Alabama in the game last night, 22 made threes. 22 of 59 shooting threes. And both of those SEC records, it made me think, what's the NCAA record?
Yeah, it's got to be up there.
22 of 59 threes, and they lost the game in overtime.
See, and that's the thing, is a lot of these teams live and die by the three. And
right.
Obviously, I hate it. I hate that style of basketball. But if you're on, you're on. But still, I think when you're shooting 50-something threes, whether you make 22 of them or not, that's too much, man. You got to do something else.
22 made threes. That's wild.
Yeah.
I've never been a part of a game like that. Okay, so that's college basketball, a few upsets, and it really it points out again how Baylor has just been so consistent with 21 straight victories, going for 22, hosting West Virginia Saturday at 3 in the Farrell Center.
Oh, absolutely, and there's so much parity throughout college basketball right now, and I think when listening to those, the biggest upset to me was Georgia Tech over Louisville. It's St. Louis and Creighton are both really good teams,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So, and either one of them winning, that's up in the air. But yeah, there's just you never know anymore. Any team can get beat on any night, and I think that's just because the turnover from the one and duns, and you have a lot of older teams. That it's either like you're a team like Baylor who gets old and stays old, or you're one and done. There's no in the middle, and it's either win or lose like that.
It's a big part of it, experience on a team, and then there's just so much parity. There are so many good teams in the college game that you see upsets every night. You know, every night there are upsets.
I also think you can also attribute it to the threes. That's poor shot selection.
Yeah.
It is pathetic. And, you know, when you have a team that's coming out there and you might be ranked higher or whatever, but if you have bad shots in one shooting night because you're one-dimensional, you can get beat by anybody.
Yeah. Boy, that's true. All right, day of the day today. Garrett tells us today is National Tortellini Day.
Tortellini.
Happy tortellinis. You say you're not a big pasta lover.
I'm not a big pasta fan. Yeah, I'll eat some. It's not my go-to. Like, yeah, my wife will make spaghetti every once in a while, but the kids love it.
Yeah.
She loves it. I'm just not a big fan of it.
I love it. Pretty much any kind. Tortellini's great. Traditional stuffed pasta, National Tortellini Day, February 13th. Tortellini is a signature dish from the Italian region of Bologna, where they claim to have created this stuffed pasta packed with flavor. So happy National Tortellini Day. Celebrate appropriately. go to Portofino's downtown or go see Mama at Barris's.
Yeah.
That'd be great for lunch today.
Yeah, they supposedly have some good pasta. Like I said, I've never tried it personally, but I've heard nothing but good things.
Yeah, Olive Garden is another good option. Lots of good options for sure. So National Tortellini Day today. All right, birthdays of the day today and anniversary. It's your anniversary
today. It's our anniversary,
yeah. Happy anniversary to you.
Thank you. 14 years.
Wow, fantastic. Yeah. Happy anniversary to you. While we're on that subject, happy anniversary to David and Shanna Wetzel. David with Baylor Baylor football, and today is their anniversary. Not sure how many years for them, but happy anniversary to the Wetzels. Great family and great to have them here in Waco. All right, birthdays. Oh, and let me pass along a compliment to you. Julie Bennett was at the game last night working as the timeout coordinator, and she said, I enjoy Garrett. I enjoy hearing Garrett on the radio.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Very nice. I'll pass that along to him. So
I appreciate that.
Coming from Julie Bennett, that's nice compliment. Birthdays today. Miss Jean Leggett's birthday is today. Miss Leggett here in Waco. So when I was a student, a young pup at Baylor, I went to First Baptist Waco, and they had a student adoption program there. And Jean and her late husband, Ray Leggett, adopted me as a Baylor student. And we've stayed close through the years, and it's just been great. I mean, they were very, very nice to get that home-cooked meal every once in a while and watched her kids grow up and get married and have kids now. So really fun and special place in my heart for Jean Leggett. So today is her birthday.
That's a really good way to make people feel at home, especially with like you coming out from out of state.
Oh, it was great. It really was. And they were just so warm and welcoming. So always appreciate that. So happy birthday, Ms. Leggett, today. Joe Heineman's birthday today, former Baylor pitcher. Who else? Daryl Janeka's birthday today. I know a lot of folks know the Janekas here in Central Texas. Happy birthday to Daryl. Ed Clement's birthday in Austin. I saw Ed at the game on Monday night. He came over and said hi. I appreciate that. Ashley Farrell's birthday today. Ashley used to work with us in Baylor Vision. Now works in the video department with the Tennessee Titans.
Awesome.
So happy birthday to Ashley. Now, was it today you had one?
No, it was just my anniversary.
Oh, the anniversary. Yeah. That's what it was. All right, so we covered that. So so happy birthday to those folks. Happy anniversary, Garrett, to you and your wife, and happy birthday to David and Shanna Wetzel. Happy anniversary to the Wetzels today as well. All right, can we tell everybody your schedule the rest of the day?
Yeah, running the marathon today.
Oh, my gosh.
You got Mosley up next, but yeah, we'll have Drew Pearson on at 10:20 on Mosley, and then I'll do UNR, and then you make the calls, and then the coaches show.
And then the coaches show. Unbelievable. So Steven has a sick youngin
at
home.
Yeah, the kids are sick, so
man.
I had no problem stepping in and helping him.
So if I need to find you today, you'll be right there
I'll be right here, man.
Until 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
Get somebody to put some food under the door to you, at least.
We'll see.
Right?
We'll see if we can squeeze
that out. I hope so. Get them to take care of you. Yeah, I mentioned the Baylor coaches show tonight, 6 to 7 p.m. live from Rudy's. Coach Felicia Shamolke, acrobatics and tumbling, will be first up with us. And then Coach Steve Rodriguez, Baylor baseball coach, from 6:30 to 7. So come join us at Rudy's tonight or tune in right here on ESPN Central Texas or on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus for the Baylor Coaches Show live from Rudy's in Waco. Remember, Baylor softball today as well. 5 o'clock first pitch, Baylor versus Abilene Christian. 4:45 airtime on 101.3 FM with Dan Ingham. So Baylor softball, their home season opener, comes up today. All right, Garrett, maybe I'll see you tomorrow. Maybe you'll be
I'll be here.
Maybe today he'll finish you off for a while.
Nah.
Have a good day. You can handle it. If anybody can handle it, you can.
Thank you, Jamma.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much. Happy anniversary to you.
Appreciate that.
And everyone, stay tuned. Garrett and Matt Mosley, the Matt Mosley Show, coming up next here on ESPN Central Texas.
Thank you, John. Thank you, everybody.